Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. I'm Dave Lanning. We're going to have a complete check on these markets coming up with Tom Loeffler when we come back right after this.
Wheat farmers, choose a proven winning variety that's thrived in almost every challenging environment. Choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher is a durable descendant of Duster and leads the pack in forage production, disease resistance, and grain yield. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joining us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures yesterday. Cattle futures took kind of a dive yesterday, mostly lower yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw up and down trading several times throughout the session yesterday, but the end of the day saw negative, with some contracts having triple-digit losses. Now, remember, it was just last week that the live cattle and feeders were making new contract lows. Now, choice box beef was down 98 cents. Select box is down 91 on a total movement of 112 loads. Cattle kill estimated 109,000 head. Cash feeder index down $3.50. The index has been lower now the past 8 sessions for a total loss of $10.37. The lean hog futures traded and closed positive yesterday, with the October and December contracts making new highs for the month of August. October live cattle yesterday, 77 cents lower. October feeders were down $1.05, and October lean hogs $1.60 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's check out our grain trade from yesterday. And, well, in particular, it looks like Kansas City wheat had a pretty nice day yesterday.
Yes, it did. We saw a late recovery Monday allow most of the wheat, corn, and soybean contracts to close positive. The wheat contract was holding on the upside throughout most of the day, especially Kansas City. The Kansas City and Chicago wheat contracts did make new contract lows early in the session before bouncing. And we also saw on the December contracts, Kansas City-Chicago wheat spread closed in favor of Kansas City contract. Now, the good to excellent rating of the corn crop was down 1 point yesterday at 68%, and the soybeans were unchanged once again at 63%. Corn maturing is at 9%. That's behind the five-year average of 15%, and soybeans dropping leaves were at 9%. The five-year average is 7%. Now, Monday, the October crude oil was up $3.98 and up $10.60 over the past 3 sessions. That is the largest three-day rally since Iraq's 1990 invasion of Kuwait. Now, at the moment, we are looking at December KC wheat down a quarter of a penny, December corn's down 3.5, November soybeans trading 6.75 cents lower, December cotton's down 13 points, October crude oil down $1.85. We're looking at September dollar index 13 cents lower, and September Dow Jones futures are 354 points lower.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. We'll check in tomorrow morning with you. We look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up for us here for today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.